Hypocrites use every opportunity they are given to plot against Muslims. Hypocrites use the blessings and opportunities they get by means of Muslims to consort with the unbelievers, strengthen their ties with them, and secure a place amongst them. Their final goal is weakening Muslims, strengthening the unbelievers, and then guaranteeing a proper place among the unbelievers. They use every technological means, financial power, and social connection for this full purpose of theirs. They act in line with a thorough strategic plan to make use of the resources of Muslims as much as possible. The first step is to take advantage of Muslims' circles in accordance with their own desires. They take care to make acquaintances with all the local and foreign connections of Muslims and try to be close to them. Sometimes, they make up some pretexts to directly ask for their contact details and sometimes secretly try to get their email addresses, phone numbers, or social media accounts from the laptops, phones, or tablets of Muslims. Then, coming up with various lies, they seek to cut the ties of Muslims with these people so that they can later secretly remain in touch with them personally. For instance, regarding a well-mannered, conscientious person who fears God and loves Muslims, hypocrite will tell lies to Muslims and say, "This person is known as a very dishonest, unreliable person. He is also averse to Muslims. You better not be friends with him. Don't speak to him again, otherwise he might harm you." Hypocrites spread these lies because they wish to disturb the alliance and brotherhood of good people and manipulate things for their own personal interests. In the end times, technology is yet another tool that hypocrites use in their ugly ploys. They use communication instruments such as social media, smartphones, laptops, and tablets, which Muslims use to communicate the beautiful message of Islam, to contact the unbelievers, and to scheme against Muslims. Hypocrites desire to abuse such resources and means of Muslims as much as possible. They seek to take advantage of the benevolence and consciousness nature of Muslims. For instance, a hypocrite might say that this phone broke down, he is in a difficult position because of that, that he wouldn't be able to call anyone if he got ill or something happened to him. Then he implies that he needs a new smartphone with state-of-the-art technology. He is perfectly aware that Muslims will feel responsible and definitely help him. For this reason, he puts particular emphasis on the lie that he would be desperate if something happened to him. Finally, he gets the technological means to maintain his contact with the unbelievers and to scheme against Muslims. However, Muslims can perfectly see through the lies of the hypocrite, but they still provide him with this opportunity he wants, hoping that it will be the best thing to do in their constant quest to earn God's pleasure and continue to carefully watch the schemes of the hypocrite. The hypocrites don't stop there. Over this phone or tablet that he attained, thanks to the resources of Muslims, he provides intelligence to unbelievers about Muslims. He cooperates with them against Muslims, using the same technological instruments provided by Muslims, and concocts evil plans against them. As hypocrites see the rich resources of Muslims, they step up their demonic games. Sometimes they seek to obtain these resources, even they are of no personal benefit to them, merely to support and get in the good graces of the unbelievers. For instance, the research Muslims make in order to communicate the beautiful message of Islam and the morality of the Quran and he archives, the collect to use this and arouse the attention of hypocrites. They think that if they can pass that archive on to their associates among the unbelievers, they will be able to gain their approval, maybe get a well done, and will be able to ask for something from them in the future. Having these thoughts in mind, hypocrites try to somehow secretly get a hold of this data, even though it will be of no personal use to them. They make up pretexts which seem reasonable, such as that they will do something good for Islam and that they need the data for this reason, or that the archive is too disorderly and that he is very experienced in sorting things. Later on, they pass on every bit of useful information and document to their demonic acquaintances. This insidious struggle that the hypocrites carry out while they are among Muslims, a few examples of which are given in this film, will continue until they find what they have been looking for amongst the unbelievers. These evil games that they have been playing amongst the Muslims will only serve to strengthen Muslims, even though that was never their intentions. Muslims become more attentive as they see the evil and sly aspects of the hypocrites bond to each other more strongly and progress with firmer steps. The possibility of having a hypocrite among them prompts them to be more diligent and alert. As a result, by God's will, their power and strength, as well as their achievements, increasingly grow.